think it might be all in your head. Talk with a counselor or maybe a psychic instead. Doesn't matter how you roll, a knife has taken such a toll. Clenching fist along with your screams. I'm here to heal your mind and we are here to heal your soul. Time to follow your dreams. Side by side. Side by side. Side by side.
Hi, and welcome to Side by Side, a show where we use two different perspectives to achieve the same goal. I'm Sheena Metal, and I'm a psychic medium and an energetic healer. With me, as always, is my co-host, Diane Katz, who is a mental health educator. And each week on the show, we are working to get people the help and the healing that they need side by side. Welcome, my friend. It's so wonderful to be here with you.
Hi, Sheena Metal, my Woo! Friend in the house.
I am fresh back from Palm Springs, and all I have to say is I need a vacation from my vacation.
Oh, must be nice to go on vacations whenever you'd
like. It was nice. I even extended it, and next I'm going to go back in the fall and go for even longer. So I'm supposed to go for 7 days, and I went for 10.
Wow.
And the only reason I came home early was because Coachella was coming. And the hotel was booked out and I couldn't keep my room. Otherwise, I probably would have stayed 2 weeks because when you go for an event, there is no rest during the event. So the rest doesn't start until afterwards. So it would have been nice to have even a few more days there because there were some friends I didn't get to see. And I really just wanted to go connect with some folks that had moved out there and grow tribe and spread the word of all the things I'm doing, including this show and just get people more involved and engaged in everything. And
well,
thank you.
You also went out there because it was your birthday.
And I went for my birthday. Yeah.
How'd that celebration go?
Well, it happened every night. Every night there was some kind of birthday.
Of course it did.
Facebook is a magic thing, right? I mean, the community building from Facebook, I would be coming out of the bathroom. So I went for the Desert Legends event, women's event. I would be coming out of the bathroom and some woman that I didn't even know would say, "Oh, hi, Sheena, happy birthday." And I would think, how? But it's because, obviously, they know my face from Facebook, and they know the birthday from Facebook. So people talk about social media being bad and it being so negative, and I think there are positive and negative about everything in life. But
oh, yeah.
One of the good things is that, you know, you build community, you feel an attachment to people that you've never met. And that's tribe building, and I think that's such a special thing.
I do too. I love Facebook. I mean, I love social media. I know there's a lot of pros and cons, but for me, it's just another place to see and talk to friends. And like you said, meet people that you would have never met otherwise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. When I meet somebody, I add them on Facebook. Like right away. And I always check their birthday because, you know, I'm an astrological nut. I'm like, oh, when's the birthday? But I do. When I meet somebody and I have an interaction of some kind with them, I always friend them on Facebook because I feel like, you know, when we were young, you would meet somebody at a party or something and then maybe you'd never see them again.
Right.
And that was okay. But Facebook is nice because when you meet someone, then you can instantly connect to them.
Yeah.
And then you don't lose the connection. And then that builds to their friends and your friends. And it's just nice for everybody. I don't know, you probably have dealt with this so much in your career as a mental health educator, but I know for me as a spiritual counselor, there's so many lonely people out there, right? That just feel like they have nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I think always being the new kid and not really having a family, just my mom, I had a fear of that, which is why I'm such a voracious tribe builder. But I don't ever want to be the one who is lonely. I know what it's like to not have built-in people in my life. So I'm always trying to build tribe. And events like this where there's so many people are nice because we do a lot of things virtually now, right? I do this and all my shows virtually. And it's nice to actually be where there are people. And I'll tell you something interesting. To get hugs. I don't think I've had that many hugs since COVID.
Right, yeah.
Pre-COVID, because people stopped hugging and people stopped seeing each other and everything became virtual. It used to be when I did radio in a studio 5 days a week, and I did, you know, sometimes one, I did 2 to 6 shows and 6 hours of shows a day. That was 2 to 6 guests. So there were just people coming in and hugging me all the time, and I was hugging them. And you don't realize how important that contact is.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's why I love performing on a stage, because, you know, you're right there with an audience. Where, you know, radio's different. You know the audience is out there. And social media is a little strange at first. And I wonder, tell me, Sheena, I wonder about those lonely people out there that, you know, don't know where to go. And then they go online. Do you think they're too afraid to, you know, to post something as well?
I do. I think there's just a fear of being different. You know, working in the spiritual world, I have a lot of clients who, for whatever reason, a lot of people in their lives don't know about their spiritual path and that they're seekers and the things they are interested in seeking. And they'll oftentimes say to me, like, I don't have anybody in my life to talk to about this. I don't have anybody that I can share with. So I'm always forever on Facebook creating groups. Like, I have 3 groups on Facebook. I know you have 2 groups on Facebook.
Right.
Just designed to build tribe. One is for anybody doing anything good. One is for anybody interested in what I do as a psychic. And one is just for people who have been guests on my my streaming cable show. I kind of create a little private group of folks who have asked me questions on that show. It's called Spiritual Warriors. And it's just to put people together that maybe don't know anybody else in their life that they can talk to about stuff and just go to a place where they know everybody's like-minded. Everybody's a friend. I just think people need that. They need to know. I feel so blessed in my life that I have such wonderful friends.
Right.
But some people don't feel like they have that. And it's never too late to start making friends.
And do these people actually show up for the group?
Oh, yeah. I think of the, I would say probably 3/4 of the people that I've had on my show. That show started the last week of June of last year. So, and I have 8 guests a show. So you times that up, probably 3/4 of them have joined the group.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And they stay there and show up for, you know, every week, or how does that work?
Yeah. They hang out there all the time. I post there and they respond to things and there's 300 people there and 300-400 people there. And that's a lot of people to know are on your same page.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I used to have a group like that too when the internet just came out. You remember AOL?
Oh yeah,
and the dial-up, ding, 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 ding. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But when I first got on, it was so exciting that I tried some of these groups out, and I had gone on one, and everybody became friends with each other within the group, and then we would have an event that everybody would end up once a year or two and spend the whole week in there with all of us. We did it in Vegas. And it was wild. But yeah, I left the group. That was a while back. But
awesome.
It was just really cool to meet the people that you've been, you know, conversing with all this time in a group online.
Yeah, right. And I think we're going to do that with this show, right? And that's
yes.
going to be fun.
Yes.
To get people together. And it's interesting because when I was in Palm Springs, I got this wonderful hit from Spirit that I called and shared with you. Is it okay to kind of share it on the air now? Is
sure.
that all right?
Go for it.
About how, because, Spirit regularly gives me messages and obviously for people when I'm in private sessions with them, but oftentimes just for me because, we all get messages from our own lives from Spirit and also for the work that I'm doing. And you and I were talking while I was in Palm Springs, we had a couple nice long talks. And during one of them, Spirit gave me this message that side by side, the show it's also a movement, that it's not just about you and I breaking down and helping people from a spiritual and a psychological perspective. But it's also about you and I stepping into this place of getting other people to come and gather side by side.
Yes,
to make
I
the
like
world a
that.
Better place, a friendlier place, a more tender place, a more caring place, that when people come out to our live shows that we're going to start doing, you know, hopefully in the summer, that they will come out to these shows, not just to see us and learn about themselves and get some healing, but also to gather with other people who understand that side by side is how we make the world a better place.
Yeah. And, you know, that was our original mission to, you know, to do it on the radio.
Right.
But now we've been brainstorming and thinking how wonderful it would be to have some of these, you know, all these listeners and guests come to the same place and we do a show there. I love that idea.
Amazing.
Sheena.
And then, and then Spirit giving me that hit, right, while we were in Palm Springs to talk, giving us both, because I was on the phone with you, that it's not just about people coming out to get healing. It's also about people realizing that in coming, they are participating in the movement of being side by side with others.
Yes.
And that everyone's healing each other just for coming out and banding together.
Right, because, you know, what I'm seeing in the world right now, and you could tell me if I just have blinders on or something, but what I see is this trend of people breaking apart rather than coming together. And that's why this is so important to me, you know, the side-by-side movement to have unity, because I see, you know, whether it's the Democrats against the Republicans or, you know, whether it's this group against that group, it just seems like all of our friends and communities are taking a stance and going on one side or the other rather than coming together like they used to do when we were younger, you know? It seemed like everybody was part of everybody's group years ago, but that seems to be changing. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, I think human beings are a very dichotomous animal. And I think that in some respects, we all want to create groups where we all are together and world peace. And remember the commercial when we were kids where all those people standing around the fire was the Coca-Cola commercial, swaying back and forth with their Cokes. I think that there is a part of us that wants that, but there's also a part of us that definitively wants to be us and them. And I think human beings have a horrible time with that. Are you in my group? Are you not in my group? Are you one of the cool people? Are you not one of the cool people? And so I think there is part of us as mammals that it's inherent in us to be divisive. But there's no reason that as spiritual beings, we can't rise above that and say, no, that's not who we're going to be. We're going to come out for other people. And it's going to be about what's good for others and not just what's good for me and not just what's good for my team. You know, a friend of mine is a brilliant human rights activist, and he told me the story once that when he went when he first got into activism and he went to go see this woman speak, who was a very famous activist. And the first thing she said when he got to the lecture was, if you're here because you want to support my cause, you're in the wrong place. If you're here because you realize that your cause is all my cause is also your cause, then you're in the right place. So it's not just about going out to support others. It's about realizing that in supporting others' causes, we're also supporting our own, because all of our causes are really the same.
Good. Yeah. That's very
and then
true.
Somebody without a doubt then jumps in at one of my workshops and says, well, what about Nazis? Somebody always, that's when somebody always brings up Nazis.
Okay. How'd you answer that?
Well, what about Nazis? And then at that point I always say, well, we don't control the dark. When I say these things, I'm only talking about those of us that live in the light. Those that choose to live in the dark, that's a whole nother thing. And I have nothing to do. So, you know what I mean? Anything
yeah,
I say
like
doesn't
way, I
really
like
apply to them. Because I don't, you know, that's, well, what about Satanists? Well, what about people that murder babies? Like, they don't count. I don't deal with that team. I only work with one team.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, because oftentimes if you're talking, even about, you're having a conversation with somebody about a supreme being, whether you call it God, the universe, or so forth.
Sure.
I always get the, well, if there's really a God, Then why did all these people die in the Holocaust? Or, you know,
I know,
why did this happen? Where was God during those times? And, you know, that's a tough one to explain to somebody that's not open-minded. And I think good bad things happen to good people.
Yeah, it's true.
And, and like you said,
and sometimes good things happen to bad people.
That's
and
true
it's
too.
It's hard to understand, and sometimes the dark just wins, and it's hard to understand why. But if that's not for us to control, we can only control what we can control here. There's so many things here that are out of our control, and that's hard for humans because we consider ourselves sort of the top of the food chain, you know, on the earth. But when we think about the universe, we are definitely not the top of the food chain, and there's so many things that we don't understand. And you know, we're learning a little bit at a time, I hope. But even I, people go, oh, you have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. I'm a human being. I do dumbass things too. I mean, I'm just trying to make the right decisions in my own life. And I by far have it all figured out. I don't want to have it figured out. I think maybe that makes me a lot different than others. I don't have any urge to figure it all out because I understand we're never going to figure it all out.
Yeah, yeah. We just have to gather information along the way and do what we think is right.
Yes. And moving forward, feeling good about your life. I mean, you can't fix everything that's ever happened in your life. But moving forward, my mom used to always say, you can't change how you lived, but you can change how you live every day. So you can't go back and fix everything from the past. And you're not supposed to. You can just move forward in a different perspective, you know? So if you feel lonely, if you feel like there aren't a lot of people in your life, if you feel like you don't have a lot of things going on, then you can start to make a plan moving forward for maybe just how can I add one friend a month into my life? Or how can I up my social life by one extra thing I'm doing a month? So just you have something to look forward to, and then it grows from there.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point. And to our listeners, Sheena and I are winging it today. We don't have like a specific topic that we want to talk about.
We're just having fun with you.
We're just having fun. Yeah. And I lost my train of thought. See what happens when you get older?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It will come back to me. Go ahead, Sheena.
We're just talking about things that like how we feel the universe is with us, I think, is what this topic is turning into. Ways that you know that the universe has your back, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is important because you feel less lonely if you know that we're never really alone because we always have spirit.
Well, there it is. It came to me. If I sit still for half a second, it's like trying to find my sunglasses or my keys. And they're on, you know, the sunglasses are on my head. The keys are right in front of my face. You know, these people that are many people that I've talked to struggle with where they are right now. They're not either in the right job or they don't have the right partner or don't have a partner at all and wish to have one. And they just think that nothing's going to change because that's all it's ever been. You know, they've had all these struggles and they led this life and didn't get what they wanted. So, you know, where is God now? You know, God didn't bring me all these things. And this is, I'm just paraphrasing what people have shared with me.
Sure.
And, you know, I often tell these people, okay, you got to start right where you're at. Quit thinking about the past. Quit thinking about all your mistakes. Use those mistakes as, you know, a board to jump from there and try to plan things that you can do to better yourself. Start doing your homework. Start doing your research. Start looking into all these things because you're the only one who can change anything. And these people get stuck because they just think that nothing's going to change because that's all they've ever seen. And I know with my life, and I believe this is the same for you, Sheena, we always look outside of the box. We're thinking, okay, you know, we're here now, but let's think of all the ideas and where we could go. And then we put it into action and we manifest it.
Yeah.
It's not that we have all the answers. It's not that we're the smartest people. It's just that we think ahead. We think, you know, out of the box and all the possibilities rather than the limitations. What do you think about
that? Yes, I agree. And also being open to it, right? Just saying openly, I am open for things to come my way. I mean, I know that sounds so airy fairy, but it works. I am ready for things to come to me. You know, and I know you know this, but I moved back to my hometown the summer before last. I've lived north of an hour north in Los Angeles since I was 23. So I was there for 33 years. And that's a long time to not be home. And mostly when I came back here, I just spent time with my mom. I didn't see a lot of people. I kept in touch through Facebook with some of my high school friends. And obviously my two best friends are down here. So them. But I didn't know a lot of people down here. I didn't have much of a social life down here. So I've spent the last year and some really actively working to build my friend circle and expand it to be a whole new area. And it works, but you have to put an effort in, right? You have to go to things when people invite you. You have to stay open to meet people. You have to invite people to sit at your table if they're looking for a seat and strike up conversations and figure out who's your tribe and who's not your tribe. And like wonderful things happen if you just stay open and you're friendly and you're engaged and you're ready for new friendships to come in. And I think it works the same way for folks looking for partners. You have to be open to it. And that doesn't mean like, you know, hunting people down and trying to make them yours. Like remember we were little, the Pepe Le Pew, the skunk character, and he was always chasing the cat because he thought she was a skunk and she wanted nothing to do with them. And he chased, some people get like that, like, they're going to force you to be their friend or make you date them. And people don't respond so well to that. But you just have to stay open and say to spirit, I'm looking to build tribe. I'm looking for more love in my life. Please help me to find that. And they will throw the right people to you. But you have to ask and you have to be open to it.
Now, what do you do about these people who don't believe in something greater than themselves that will help them find that? Because you were sounding like you were talking to, you know, universe. Hey, universe, this is what I want. Help me open the doors. What about those people that don't believe in that kind of thinking? What do we do about that?
It's hard, right? I mean, and that's kind of where I think your psychological expertise comes in, my friend. But I'm hoping they at least believe in the power of magnetic energy on the earth. I mean, we can't deny magnetism. It's how the earth spins, right? You can't deny that magnetism is real because none of us would be here if it wasn't. You can't deny there's energy because scientifically you can see all the experiments of how energy moves something. When I get into a talk with my atheist friends and it gets a little heated, I always go back to, look, you know, because people always say it's against science, against science. Look, I'm the biggest lover and believer in science of anybody. I love science, but I believe spirituality is science. We're just not evolved enough yet to figure out how that is. So I try to go from an energy place or a magnetism place or just a statistics place, right? If you meet 500 people, there's a much higher chance that you're going to wind up with 10 of them as friends as if you don't meet any people.
That's funny because I've always used that theory in different words. Years ago, when I was out dating, I would always say, it's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. Or when I was looking for a job, it's a numbers game. You know, you put in 20 applications and all you need is one yes. My mother used to say that, Diane, you only need one yes. And when I was looking for a publisher for my first book, you know, I would send out these letters to, you know, they didn't have email then. Sorry, guys. So I had to mail letters with a stamp. But, you know, I would send letters to all these different publishers that I researched. And I got a lot of Dear Johns.
Sure.
But all I needed was one yes. Yeah, Simon & Schuster sent me a yes and wanted to see the book. And so, you know, things like that, and Hay House as well. It was exciting because if I had given up after I got about 10 no's, I mean, I saved all the rejection letters. You know, they kind of, they mean something to me. They helped me grow. And if I had given up after all those no's, and this can apply to your love life, it could apply to making money, everything. If I had given up at that time, I would never know that the yes was just right around the corner after I gave it just a little more energy.
It's true. It's very true, yeah. And I think we learned that as musicians with fans, right? Mm. And I learned that as a music promoter at a young age. You know, if you put out 100 flyers, you're lucky if 10 people come. So you got to put out 1,000 flyers or 10,000 flyers, because the more people you reach, the more there's a chance that people will come. And I still build my mailing list. I have 3 mailing lists. I have one for everybody, which is all my entertainment people and my spiritual people. I have one that's just for people who know me in the spiritual world. And then I have one that's just for people who have inquired about readings. And obviously every group is in the big one. They go from big to small, but everybody I meet, somebody emails me for something, I put them on that mailing list because I never know when something's going to strike a chord with them and they're going to want to come down and check something out, or they're going to want to, you know, pick up the phone and book a session, or they're going to want to come to a workshop. I mean, you never know. So you might as well just let people know.
So you send your flyers out on your mailing list?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you remember, remember
oh,
when
I do.
We had to put our...
I do.
Okay, this is really going to date myself again.
I do.
Remember when we used to put flyers on telephone booths?
Oh,
I mean, not telephone booths, telephone
poles. Yeah.
Yeah. That was how we got people to our gigs.
Oh, yeah. I remember with my first TV show, I would make everybody dress up in their 80s costumes. And we would walk up and down Sunset Boulevard. And that was before they had the no loitering laws. And everybody would just hang out on Sunset, and the sidewalks would be five people deep. And we would just go around and we would pass out a little piece, bite-sized, snack-sized pieces of candy bars. And on the back was a flyer.
That's funny. I know you couldn't pass out a candy bar today.
You could, why? Because you might be poisoning people?
Right. We're not going to, but, you know, other people will,
right.
will be afraid.
You'd get canceled for trying to force people into a diabetic lifestyle. Why are you giving people candy?
But I know I digressed, but, you know, the flyer idea, you know, through email now, it's just the possibilities are unlimited. I suppose that's why I get 50,000 spam emails, you know.
Yeah.
Because the theory works. I mean, it's a numbers game. They are putting out 5 million emails hoping that there will be people. It may not be all 5,000 of them, but there will be a portion of them that will respond, and that's all they need.
Yeah. And there will be. There absolutely will be. That's the thing. And you have to just, when you send things out, you have to send them out with that intention, right? That I'm hoping this is going to fall on the right eyes that are going to decide to take part in something that I'm doing. And if not, I hope there's some kind of a positive message in what I'm sending that makes somebody feel a little better today.
Yeah, yeah. I hope this show today opens up people's minds and eyes to the possibility of, you know, that there is hope, and it's all in taking action, because so many people, like I told you earlier, you know, get stuck in this place and they don't want to go any further. And how do you know that that little success is just a little bit further? The finish line, you can't see it, but it's there, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For whatever it is that you want. Manifestation is a very real thing. It is easy to manifest things because spirit is always wanting to know what it is that you want. It's like how the kids that wrote letters to Santa always got more of what they wanted than the kids that didn't, because Santa, even if it's Santa in quotes, i.e. your parents, want to know what you want. So maybe you should put that letter together. Well, spirit is the same way. Spirit needs our relationship with spirit, with God, is a conversation. It's a relationship, and it's a student-teacher relationship, and they need to know what we need help with. So you have to talk about what it is that you want if you expect the help to get it. And I think that a lot of people were raised in a faith, in a religion, an earthbound religion that has told them that you only pray or you only ask when you want something, when you need something, when you're in crisis. But I think of my relationship with spirit as more of a dialogue that, and it's not just like, I want. It's also, hey, you know, I want to help more people. I want the world to be a better place. What can you do? How can you help me to help you for what I need, for what you need and what the world needs? And you just have to open things up. If you think you could do more work in the world, if you lived in a different place and you want spirit to help you get there, then you have to ask. If you think you would be a happier person if you had a partner and that's what you really want, then you just have to ask. I mean, it's so easy. And I think sometimes human beings make things much more difficult than they need to be. The universe is much simpler than we think.
Right. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, I asked, but what are you doing about it?
Right. You know? How are you helping to get it as well? How are you
right.
working
Take
with
that
spirit?
Action. Take that
yes.
action, because I think that's another thing. And I don't know if you've seen this in your clients in the spiritual realm, but a lot of people think, okay, if I just ask the universe and, you know, make a list and put it out there, release it to the ethers and tell the universe, this is what I want, I'm going to wait until I get it. No. You can't just wait. You got to take the action and do the footwork.
Yeah.
You know, knowledge without works is you're not going to get what you want. So I think it's twofold. I think we have to, well, threefold, actually. I think we have to know what we want first, because a lot of people will say, well, I want more money. Okay. How much more money do you want? You know, I want a relationship. Okay. What kind of relationship do you want? What does a person look like that, now I don't mean so much physically, but, or maybe physically, what does the a person look like, or what qualities do you want in this person? You got to know specifically what you want in order to get it. And then, you like you said, you release it. You ask for it and release it. And then third, you do the footwork. And what do you have to do to go get it? Do you got to go to an event? Do you got to, you know, send out some emails? Do you got to join a group? There's just a few steps, but it's not impossible. And like you said, it's not that difficult. It's very simple if you look at it like that.
Right. If you look at the science of the universe, if that helps you to make more sense of it, I mean, like they call it metaphysics, right? It's physics.
Yeah, yeah.
If you look at it like that, if that's what it helps for you to understand how it works, I find the universe to be very mathematical, and I find spirit to be very logical. I think people make it much more out there than it needs to be. You know what I mean?
I have too. You're right.
Because we live on this earth that is, you know, we live at the behest of spirit. We live in God's ant farm. So there is a logic to it that has been happening as long as the earth has been here. And we just have to be good little ants and pick up our crumbs and do our thing.
I'm carrying a watermelon over my head right now.
Exactly. Just do your thing. But you have to also believe that you are taken care of. I was talking to you a story earlier that I will tell now. We were talking about with our dear producer and engineer, Emery, backstage before we started, that my mother was a Scorpio, very proudly a Scorpio, loved Scorpios, wore a giant silver scorpion around her neck. My godmother, who was her best friend and in some respects the love of her life, was 5 days before her. Her favorite cousin was also a Scorpio. And so she would always tell me how I needed more Scorpios in my life. You know, what's wrong with you? You don't have enough Scorpios in your life. Well, you know, she's been gone 8 years, and I'm very lucky and blessed to have a Scorpio niece. my best friend adopted a little girl who's a Scorpio. And so she has a Scorpio adopted daughter, and I had a Scorpio adopted mother because my mother was also adopted when she was young. And I love that kid. Let me tell you something. She's 15 now, and the more that kid grows up, the Scorpio becomes stronger and stronger. But I didn't have what I thought enough Scorpios in my life. And I went through a phase when I first moved back here, and I felt very lonely. And I said to Spirit, you know, I need more people that have my back, like Mom did. And Scorpios are very loyal, and they're very, they make you feel safe, and all those things that more people should have in their life. And then out of the blue, I realized that you and I, who'd been friends for 30 years, didn't know we grew up three blocks apart from each other. And we now live three blocks apart from each other because I moved back. And lo and behold, you're a Scorpio. And then I discovered this, you know, beautiful, amazing man who is my producer and engineer in all things, Emery. And guess what? He's a Scorpio. And then over the last 6 months, I've made three new friends. Well, one is a friend who's also been a friend for 30 years, our dear Valerie Milano, who we love, did not know that her birthday was the same day as my mother's, November 9th. And then my new friend, Jody Potiker, who, you know, spends her life trying to bring people together and create nights where people can meet friends, November 9th. And then I was in Palm Springs and I met this new amazing friend named Janelle, who, if anybody's going to get me ever up to sing karaoke, she's going to do it. And I looked at her Facebook page and November 9th. And the interesting thing is, every time I tell each of these people, you know, you're the same birthday as my mom, they all say the same thing. Well, your mom must have sent me to you. So now Scorpios, and you said the same thing to me. So Scorpios are super spiritual. So that doesn't surprise me. But man, all of a sudden I feel safer in the world for having all of these amazingly, wonderfully loyal people. Now, when some people say loyal, I think for them it means like, oh, you're going to side with me no matter what. Like, I don't expect anybody to side with me if I'm being a douche. But for me, loyalty means like you understand how to be a friend. You understand how to care for somebody. You understand what it's like to be there for somebody if they need you. And you understand that what it's like to know that that person will be there for you as well if you need them. I think that's the most, in my entire life with my mother, I never felt one day that I didn't feel like she had my back or she was always there to provide a safe perimeter around my life. And I only hope that I made her feel the same way.
I'm sure that's a
good feeling. That's a good feeling. And there's a lot less loneliness in the world if you know there are people in your life who truly love you. And
yes.
So isn't that nice that Spirit has given me that beautiful gift of new wonderful Scorpios on my mother's magic birthday?
All these Scorpios in your life. I know what's going on.
Somebody's going to die. That's a lot of Scorpios.
I know a lot of Scorpios myself. Oh, and you know, I have to mention a Scorpio on the air right now because she got a little bit hurt the last time we had our show. We were talking about all those adventures and the one with the, you know, the policeman who had the gun up to me.
Right. You're almost arrested for not doing anything.
Well, exactly. And, you know, and I didn't say this person's name on the air because I didn't know if she'd be comfortable with that. But she called me up and she's like, "Why didn't you say my name?" I'm like, "Say your name." She goes, "That was so long ago and we had such fun times." Okay, Beverly Block, I am now saying your name. You were the drunk one in the car that I drove the car for you and got pulled over and had to do walk the line when you were the one who was drinking. I am going to say your name again, Beverly Block, that you were the one who was with me when we were pulled over by the police because someone was smoking a joint and we would have all gone to Hollywood jail. Now, would you like me to tell you some more stories, little Scorpio Beverly Block?
Wow. Okay. Beverly Block wanted to be in the middle of it all.
She did. She was really, you know, I'm sorry, Bev, you were a little bit butthurt, but you know, I understand you wanted your name on the air.
Oh, I think now we're officially inviting Beverly to come on Side by Side.
Yes,
and
yes.
Talk about all of the adventures.
Oh, she was a wild one. Let me tell you, I had a lot of fun. You know, it's interesting that I did bring up her name because I met her in sixth grade.
Okay.
And she was always my sidekick. I was her sidekick. But she would do the things that would, you know, sort of push the envelope as far as legalities and so forth.
Okay, which I was Beverly Block, we're saying it again.
Yeah, Beverly Block. And I was super straight-laced. I mean, I all the way to now, you know, I don't bend much when it comes to laws because, like you said last time, we don't want to go to jail. So,
right.
So we're,
right.
You know, we're good citizens, but we want to be good, you know, good citizens. Not saying that you weren't, Beverly, but you know, Beverly, I was being voted for. They had a contest in sixth grade for class clown.
Oh,
and Beverly hid in the ball closet during recess. And then went and looked at the teacher's roster and came out and said, "You won. You're going to be class clown." Now, talk about loyalty for a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Come on. Sheena, really? I mean, she hid in the ball closet for me.
Yeah. And those were heard.
Yeah.
Hogan's Heroes.
There were so many other adventures that I had, but she stayed my dear friend.
I'm
for
so
many,
glad.
Many decades, and we're still sharing as of now.
And someday she's going to tell the whole story. We're going to get the whole story of all the craziness.
Oh, I was there.
That she got you
I was her designated
in.
Driver. So I saw half, or I should say 90% of the crazy stories I was involved with because of Beverly.
It's funny because my niece is now a year older than I was when I met her mother, because I was 14. So ever since she's turned 14, whenever my friend says anything to me like, "Well, you know, we were going to, but that's just not safe for her," I would be like, "When I was 14, here's what we did." Because she was almost 18 and I was 14. So she and her boyfriend, he was 18. So they were both older than me. And she'll always talk about things she doesn't think is safe for her daughter. And I always remind her boyfriend, when we were growing up, LA's boyfriend had, I just said her name, so now we all know who she is. She had he had a Volkswagen Baja. So it was a converted Volkswagen Bug that had been converted into a racing Bug. So
oh,
the
funny.
Engine was actually in the back seat. So the back seat was nothing but a board. That just laid, it was literally like a piece of plywood and underneath it was the engine. So there were two seats in the front and that was where the back seat should have been. So when we went to the movies, they sat in the front seats and they laid me on top of that board.
Oh no.
Where I'm sure I could have died 6,000 times. And that's how we went to the movies. So whenever she says something about, "Well, I don't want my daughter to," I'm like, "You and your boyfriend laid me down on a piece of plywood and drove me around Los Angeles."
Oh, gosh, that's funny.
So it's funny when it's how different people are as parents than they were as young people, because there were certain amounts of treachery that, where I'm sure we all could have died 500 times.
Oh, absolutely. I can't even believe half the stuff I did when I was younger. I'm still alive. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable to me that I'm still alive as well. And as straight-laced as we were, how were the non-straight-laced ones still alive? Like, I don't even know how many of them made it.
Oh, gosh.
Well. But, you know, so it's nice to have people that you've known your whole life. It's nice to know you have people to rely on. It's nice to... I vowed after doing a show many, many, many years ago where I worked with somebody where we were great on the air, but we were not great off the air, that I would never again do a show and co-host with somebody that I didn't care about, because it's not worth it. It's too close of a relationship
All right.
to go through with somebody that you don't gel with.
Yes. And that's how I feel about being with people in bands, too.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I remember being in so many bands, years ago where there was always one. There was always one in the band that had a massive ego or a massive drug problem or was dating someone. You know, we had a female singer at one time with the rest of the guys in the band. The lead singer was dating the guitar player. I mean, there was always something that would screw up the band. We'd be, you know, doing so well. And then you had this one, the one person. So I get that.
Yep. I remember one night we all went to dinner in my band because the guitar player, one of the guitar players, my boyfriend at the time was the lead guitar player, but the rhythm guitar player had a new girlfriend, and we all went to the Italian restaurant to meet her. And at the time, the drummer and the backup singer were a couple. There were like three couples in the band, and then this guy was single, and we went to meet his girlfriend. And I remember walking out, and my boyfriend and I looking at each other and saying, yeah, how long do you give till he quits? Because there was just an energy to her that was, I'm going to, you know what I mean? And and then I remember the next time we saw him after he quit the band, I think it was about 2 weeks later he quit the band, and all his guitars were hung up on the wall because he wasn't playing in a band anymore.
Oh,
and then I ran into his ex-singer that he sang with before he was in my band. And she said that she had run into him somewhere. And he said that he had sold all his guitars.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, you know what I mean? First the guitars go on the wall and then they go on eBay. But that happens in a band too, right? Sometimes somebody starts dating somebody that doesn't want them in the band anymore.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes with a friendship, right? Sometimes one of your friends starts dating somebody and suddenly you don't see them anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. It's... that could be a whole nother show.
You know, evil girlfriends on Side by Side this week. Evil girlfriends.
I've had some very close friends and then they get in a relationship and I never see them again. Totally ghosted, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I had this backup singer and she got this boyfriend and he did not want her to be, because you know we were an 80s band, so the girls were sexed up, they looked sexy, it was 80s.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time she came with him she looked like she normally looked, and the next time she came she had more clothes on, and the third time she came she had on jeans and a flannel shirt and a bandana tied around her head. And I was like, you know, is she gonna come in a habit next, like what? And then the next time it was just she quit the band. So, you know, it's life is fluid, right? It's all fluidity. It's everything is a revolving door, your band, your friend circle, people come and they go, and you have to be okay with that. It's part of life.
Yes. Yes. That was a hard lesson for me to learn.
Me too.
I mean, I finally learned it, but you know, when people go, you got to let them go.
Yeah.
Cause there's nothing you can do to keep somebody as your lover or your best friend or whatever. If they don't want to be there, why force them? You know, why give them the guilt? Why? Because then it's not real. But boy, was that a hard one for me, Sheena, because, you know, used to hold on for dear life in these friendships and thinking, I don't want them to go. I don't want this person to go, that person. And,
Me too. Every one of them.
Same gotta thing. Do that.
Yep. No. Now I'm like, sorry. Bye.
I know. Love you. It's like, forget it. You don't want to be here. See ya.
See you in the next life. Yeah. It's, but that's important because how many of my clients, right? How many of your clients in the past, how many of my clients are throughout the history of our lives have been people who are still trying to hold on to that person from 5, 10, 20 years ago. That is not having anything to do with them, and they're still focused on it. I mean, it's a lot of my, I'll speak for me, it's a lot of my clientele.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time trying to help people learn to let go of, and they'll say, well, what about what? I'm like, look, this person could return someday, but it's not happening now. So now you have to let them go. You have to live your life. If you want to keep, you know, the light on for them, as Motel 6 says, in case it works itself out, or they grow, or you both grow, whatever the story, that's fine. But today on our show, you have to live your life.
Yeah.
Because
that's going to be another show too.
It's another show. Live your life. This week on Side by Side. Live your damn life.
Yeah, just the relationships, love relationships, the folks that have a really hard time letting go when there's a breakup. It's tough. And I, like you asked me, you know, about clients and so forth, I've seen this everywhere across the board in my friendships with, you know, with people that are in relationships and get dumped or whatever, and clients, and it's just, love is such an yeah. intense thing, and yeah. it's huge. Prevalent with women. I can't really speak, you know, so much for the men.
Oh, but, I have the male clients too, the same thing.
Yeah, but I've seen it specifically in, yeah. you know, women that they don't want to let go of that nurturer, or no, they're the nurturer, yeah. and they don't want to let go of the avoider.
Yes.
And they hold on yes. for dear life, and uh-huh. it never works. It never works. It's like, go, goodbye. Let them go figure that out, you know?
Right. Namaste away.
Yeah. Namaste away. God, we've been all over the map today, haven't we?
I know. Sometimes, like, I think sometimes we're going to have guests, and sometimes we're just going to do this, and it's kind of fun. I hope people enjoy it as much as we're enjoying doing it.
It is fun. And we dropped some names today, you know?
We
did. Want to drop
friends.
Some more?
Let's
say our promoters, Andy. We love Andy. And Pamela
Morgan.
Oh,
Andy. Yes. Pam Morgan. We love her. Great
yes.
promoter.
There's lots of great people we know. They're probably going to do some exciting events coming up. So
Yeah.
Might have to have some of these people on the show.
I dropped my best friend's name. I'll drop my other best friend. Hi, Kelly Rivers. There, now I've dropped them both.
Oh, God.
Thank you both for keeping me alive during a very difficult time.
Gosh.
LA has redeemed herself for the making me lay in the back of the Baja with all of the work the last year.
Do you have a place that you eat at that you want to mention? You know, we should like do that too. If there's a place in Orange County or LA, I know there's people all over the country probably listening to this, but
I can't. Mostly I eat at my friend Kelly's house. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, PETA Fest.
Oh.
Yeah.
You partake in a PETA Fest sometimes.
PETA Feast. PETA Feast. God, I said the name wrong.
I was like, what is
PETA Feast? PETA Feast is awesome.
People just sit there and go, PETA, and hold their PETAs up. PETA.
Oh, my gosh.
Where have you been? Dude, I've been at PETA Fest. Rocks.
I'm sorry to the restaurant, but they have the best Mediterranean food. They're right around
nice.
The corner. Oh, they are good.
We have to go to PETA Feast sometime. But I'm going to call it PETA Fest when I go, just so you know.
Oh, my God, the PETA Festival.
Well, okay, so I'm going to drop one. My best friend Kelly and her son Daryl, who is my nephew and my soul, they run the Huntington Beach Historical Society, and I'm on their board. And amongst other things, they are the guardians of our very historic and haunted Newland House in Huntington Beach, and where I've done many a paranormal investigation now. And I just want to say that how nice for them to keep history alive. They also do the big Civil War Days reenactment and the Revolutionary War reenactment.
Oh, really? I've seen that.
And how nice is it that there's people in our beautiful hometown keeping history alive?
Kelly and, is it Daryl?
It's Daryl, yep.
Kelly and Daryl, you guys rock.
Right, Huntington Beach Historical Society, yes.
Yes.
It's important that you preserve your town and you preserve history. It's such an important thing to me that we remember our history as human beings, as Americans, as Californians, as Huntington Beach people. It's super important. Now I just let everybody know where we live so everyone can come and stalk us.
I know.
Please don't stalk us. But if you're going to come and stalk us, the beach is beautiful. And don't forget, on your way to stalk us, to stop at PETA Feast. All right, my friend,
and make sure you bring Beverly Block.
Exactly. Bring Beverly Block a fifth of Jack Daniels while you're at it. And then everybody's going to go to PETA Feast. Then we're going to chase some ghosts at the Newland Center.
Show. I am. So we started out serious.
We did?
I thought we did. We were on a more of a serious note. But by the end of it, Jack Daniels, I'm in so much trouble.
She's going to show up at your front door looking for a drink and a pita. You've done it now. She wants a joint and a falafel.
You're killing me, Sheena. You're killing me.
Diane's dead. Where can people find you online, my friend?
At Pita Fest. Oh my gosh. You can find me at DianeKatz.com or Facebook, Diane Katz Band. And did I lose Sheena? Where'd she go? Oh my gosh, folks, this was a funny one.
It kicked me out, man.
That's because we said Pita Fest too many times.
The universe was so excited about Pita Fest it threw me out of the studio. They're like, you don't need to do a show anymore, man. That's it. We're getting skewers. Okay. So where can people find you online, my friend?
I already said it. Okay. I already told them where to find me.
I'm at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com.
Oh, we lost her again. Well, you know what, folks? Hey, it's been a good show. I'm getting hungry. I'm going to go over to Pita Feast. Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm back.
You're back?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you all for checking out all of everything we're doing. We're at SideBySideShow.com and SideBySideShow on Facebook. And I'm going to say this really quick before we get thrown out again. Find me at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. And until we see you next time, I'm Sheena Metal. I'm a psychic medium and an interfaith minister and an energetic healer. Diane Katz is a mental health educator and professional giggler. And now we know Mediterranean food addict.
I love you, Sheena.
I love you too, buddy. And every week on the show, we look at things from two different perspectives. Diane's is hysterical laughing, and mine is disappearing from the studio for no reason. But you know what?
I'm waving my pita.
We do it side by side and always on a fresh pita. And we'll see you next week.
Oh, my God.
Say you have a problem, think it might be all in your head. Talk with a counselor, or maybe a psychic instead.
Doesn't matter how you roll, when life has taken such a toll. Clench and fist along with your screams. I'm here to heal your mind and we are here to heal your soul. Time to follow your dreams. Side by side.